It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
I'm here at the Microsoft Technology Center in Waltham, Massachusetts for CRM Incubation Week. We've amassed five startups to go through and learn about CRM as an XRM platform and build out their solution using Microsoft resources in terms of hardware and people, as well as business advisors. So we should have a great week. We're going to learn about each one. They were culled down from a list of 30 potential candidates down to these five. So let's go learn more about these startups. I'm here today with Sean, Dhruv, Vish, and Aaron from Hippomatic. They provide mobile radiology solutions. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
So why don't we start by having you tell us a little bit about the solution that you've built.
Well, basically, I've been in the healthcare industry for about 12 years now. Ever since I joined the healthcare industry, I've been noticing there are a ton of inefficiencies or process-related issues. Whenever there's a problem, people just tend to throw people at it, as opposed to thinking the problem through and trying to resolve it. It was in that capacity when I was working with Advanced Diagnostics Healthcare in Houston that I met Sean Ramutha, who is actually the CEO of Software Decisions Incorporated. They're a great interface development firm that we partnered up with. And by working together, we got voice recognition deployed. We were the first group to have voice recognition in a healthcare setting in Texas. MD Anderson actually followed our solution. We then went further with teleradiology. We realized, you know, with plain films being transported back and forth, you know, images are getting lost, there's delays. So we ventured out to try and get a teleradiology solution. And we worked with GE on that. And GE, basically, their solution that they provided to us proved to be lacking in a great extent for what we needed to do. It couldn't handle that many images. The group we worked with read about 2,000 radiology exams a day. So their service can handle the 2,000 exams, and so we started working together, and we developed a proprietary solution with EasyPacks in Canada. Okay. And we started, you know, revolutionizing digital imaging, so to speak, and we had all of a sudden digital images everywhere. The next issue that we encountered was with reporting, where reports, you know, when a radiologist dictates reports, he dictates them into a transcription system, and then a transcriptionist needs to type up the reports. And then they have to get the reports back to the facility. So someone has to take the report and fax it. So Sean and I met about that too, and we realized that, you know, maybe we need to use the internet to try and get report distribution done. And at that time, this was about, I would like to say 2002, nobody really was using the internet for report distribution. And we discussed it with PowerScribe, who was our vendor at that time for the voice recognition. They're like, oh no, it's not possible. Well, I challenged Sean and his team to do it, and sure enough, they developed a distribution system, and all our facilities were getting reports online. They were getting reports emailed to them or faxed to them, depending on what they wanted. And they had access to them at their fingertips, as did their referring physicians.
And where's the mobile part come in?
So basically, the company that I worked with, Advanced Diagnostics Healthcare, tried to be the complete solution for radiology. They had a mobile division also. So that's where I got exposed to the mobile part. And unfortunately, with the mobile part, they weren't really using digital teleradiology for the mobile piece. They were using it for everything else. So then by working through Sean, we realized that there's a, you know,
an opportunity.
A huge opportunity to revolutionize the industry. And so in so doing, we've been talking about this for several years now, but we really decided that we wanted to do this now. And Sean's team is just full of expertise, and these are the greatest programmers that work for Shell. They do a lot of work for the Texas State. And basically what we're trying to do with our solution is revolutionize the mobile imaging business. What we want to do is we want to have a technologist be dispatched to a facility based on intelligent logic. So a nurse goes to a portal, orders a radiology exam. That exam is dispatched to the nurse through intelligent logic. So there's no human intervention over there. Mm-hmm. The tech acknowledges the exam, accepts the response. It goes back to the nurse, let the nurse know his estimated time of arrival. He gets to the facility, he does the procedure, and then he uploads the procedure via digital technology to the radiologist, at which point the image becomes available and distributed to all the referring physicians who might want it. The radiologists use voice recognition to dictate their reports, and as soon as they sign off on the report is transmitted back to the portal and back to the referring physicians.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, the reports everywhere. So you have.
I'm hearing nurses, techs, doctors, in terms of radiologists that all are touched by this.
Correct.
Who ultimately would you sell the solution to?
Well, the solution is going to be. It's a twofold approach. One is that we want to deploy the solution ourselves for a mobile imaging service that we want to create. The second is that, you know, there are a lot of lab companies out there today that are you doing things the old-fashioned way, where the nurse has to pick up the phone and call in. We expect them to use this technology because it's going to have interfaces built with the nursing homes, with the facilities, so they won't have to have the staff to key in all the data. It's going to be a single point of entry. Other mobile x-ray providers, there are about 360 mobile x-ray providers, big mobile x-ray providers throughout the country. They're using telephone technology with nurses calling in. We expect them to use this. And then, of course, lab. It's the same basic scenario with lab.
Okay.
Except you don't have the transmission of the images with lab. You actually have to take the sample across. But the report comes back the same way and it's distributed.
Okay.
Much
so
the same.
Tell me about the technology that you're using.
For that, I'm going to turn it over to Sean, who is a...
Initially, let me be frank. We were going to do the plumbing and do all of that from scratch using SQL Server. We're a Microsoft shop. And do all of it that way, and then we looked at Dynamics, but never thought of it as anything other than an application to use internally for other things. I came across in doing this and how we might do this just as a brief introduction. We just started this about 10 days ago, and came across the CRM as a platform. And looked into the incubation week that you had last time, came across those hits on Life Search, and we went and looked at it, thought it was interesting. I also received an email, and I found Sanjay and told him about our idea and asked if we could participate.
Great. What's the technology stack aside from CRM? Are you basically just using .NET and CRM and a database, and the rest of it is all your blood, sweat, and tears?
No. I mean, there's a lot of things that comes out of CRM we haven't even touched the surface on. For instance, you've got work orders and workflows and the way things work within CRM that we haven't even touched. Didn't realize it even existed until we talked to Aaron, and we're really excited about a lot of the things that that could come out of it. You know, if you look at all of this stuff, except for perhaps the logic that might go into the routing, the modality, the data that goes into the DICOM images and how it might get stored, even that with the SharePoint, with the metadata searches, and things like that, we've got lots of different avenues with CRM and SharePoint. So if you look at blood, sweat, and tears from our point of view, there isn't going to be much.
Okay.
We're going to try and use technology to the max. I mean, that's the whole idea with this, and that's what we're going to realize on the cost savings, the efficiencies, is because you're eliminating that people aspect. Of course, there's still going to be people involved in the process, but at a much lower scheme of things compared to other companies.
Yeah, the technology here is just for the business logic and not the plumbing required to get this job done.
Okay. Like interfaces with facilities are going to be built, so nobody's going to have to go and get face sheets. And type in that data manually, which currently is the way it's being done because they don't have interfaces with these facilities.
And if you look at Medicare denial rates, we're hopeful that the denials are going to go down substantially because we're going to have all the documents and all the tracking necessary to be able to automatically bill with all the right reason codes and everything.
Well, one of the main reasons that exams are denied is for medical necessity. You know, there's certain codes that correspond to certain exams. For example, you can't order a chest x-ray because I'm trying to think of a silly thing. Because you broke your nail, for example. You know, that might not work. It might not be medically necessary to get a chest x-ray. So what we're doing is we are giving the nurses the local coverage determinations for that particular locality, which is going to restrict them to order only those exams which are necessary.
Okay.
And which are, at the end, going to get paid.
Well, it's obvious you guys have a lot of domain expertise in this space, and you're just overflowing with knowledge about what the user requirements are and so forth. So that bodes well for your future. In thinking about as technologists, what would you advise other entrepreneurs, early stage developers, on some of the things that you've experienced? What would you guide them? Does anything come to mind?
Yes. First, I think not be like me. I think I was kind of in the old frame of mind, didn't even look at technologies that are out there and what it could do for us.
Yeah.
And maybe I should be more open all the time, not just when a necessity dictates. And I would recommend, and that's one of the founding changes I'm going to make personally, is to always be on the lookout for technology. We don't have to buy or build everything from scratch.
Yeah.
We use the best of breed out there and make a process and the software system work for people.
Okay.
And that's
great.
What I mean.
So it sounds like, you know, this is a relatively new venture for you. What are the next few steps for the company beyond, you know, incubation week?
Well, I think the next step is really, we're going to get our application developed and developed to the max. I think we've, like Sean said, we've just barely scraped the surface of what we're going to use CRM for in the back end. And it's to make a robust system. The next step would definitely be to go out there with the nursing homes, meet with them, the administrators. Start in, let's say, Dallas, Texas, especially. That has a very high percentage of nursing homes compared to the rest of the country. Start over there, you know, test the model out. And basically what we want to do is we want to show them that this model works because we're using it ourselves. We're not afraid. I mean, we don't want to try and be a single mobile service provider. That's not our goal. We want to use a service. We do want to be a mobile service provider just to show everybody else that, look, this works and that you can incorporate this. So we're looking at licensing to other clients. We're looking at franchising, outright purchases of the software altogether. So those are the next steps that we're going to be. But I think the industry is just going to be just blown away with what we're trying to do, and I think all of a sudden people are going to be like, wow, there are different things to do things. It doesn't have to be the old way of, like, you know, handling film and paper and stuff like that. So I think it's going to revolutionize
it. Before we get to the sales part, we have to write up an architecture diagram with MD relationships, which we made up 4 times on the plane, changed over here. So we've got a lot of work to do even before we get.
That sounds like you got a great adventure ahead of you.
Oh yeah, Sean and I are good friends, and we've been great friends. And Vish is just a tremendous asset. Who, you know, I mean, he learned CRM in 2 days. Really, I mean, or he put this together, the application that we're working on, in 2 days, at least the model. And you know, I mean, that's just phenomenal.
And let me tell you, it's been a pleasure to have Aaron being our mentor. This is the kind of help that I like from Microsoft, and you've been very helpful to us. You opened my eyes, and I want to thank you guys for putting this on for us. Thank you, Aaron, for being our mentor and helping us through.
Diplomatic, I really appreciate the time you've made and sharing your thoughts with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Vishwa Kapoor from Hippomatic, and this is a quick demo of our mobile radiology dispatch system. The entire system is based on CRM. It is built on top of CRM, and CRM is used for internal use only. All the data is presented to customers using a web portal that's demoed over here. This is a quick view of our CRM environment. The whole point of this application is to allow nurses and referring physicians to create orders for x-rays and other procedures online and submit them to CRM, and then automatically have technologists go ahead and carry out those orders. So to start the process, a nurse or referring physician will go to this page and create an order, at which point it'll, you know, they'll be able to see it in their pending order screen. Also, once the order gets entered into CRM, it'll start off a dispatch workflow that'll go ahead and determine which technologist is closest to the hospital and is most, you know, is able to get to the hospital quickest to be able to carry out the procedure. This is done using Windows mobile devices with GPS. So the technologist will see this message on his or her screen, and of course they'll have to accept or reject the order. If they accept the order, they have to go ahead and carry it out at the hospital. Once the the exams are completed, the x-rays or other information are sent to radiologists or other specialists for analysis, and that information is sent back to our radiology company and back into CRM. Once it's back into CRM, the clients, that is the nurses or the physicians, will be able to view this information from our portal. They just have to click on report data, and this is our order report screen. The referring physicians will be able to pull up any of the x-rays that were part of the order. And this is a Silverlight control with some basic features that allows them to change the brightness, contrast, and negativity of the x-ray. Also, they can download the report in any attachment format for review. That's the entire prototype.
Thank you.